Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly R/ am I the butthole, more like R/ I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code R/ at checkout. That's R/, R-S-L-A-S-H at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code R/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code R/. Welcome to R/ True Off My Chest, where OP bombs his marriage in honestly kind of a funny way. Our next Reddit post is from Tim Throwaway. I broke my wife and I don't think it's fixable. This happened 6 months ago and I'm only choosing to talk about it now because I don't see improvement in sight and I'm hopeless. We were at a party. My friend is single and we started talking about love and relationships. My wife and I have been happily married 7 years. We have 3 beautiful children. She's the love of my life. When I was talking to my friend, I felt like we were on different levels of thinking. His complaints are mostly superficial about how the people he dated looked. I was a bit drunk at that point and said something like, "You don't fall in love with looks. Look at me and my wife. I love her more than anything compared to my ex, who was just looks." Everyone went silent, and my damage control was worse, so I ended up shutting the hell up. I couldn't get my point across, but even I thought that maybe these thoughts have been in my head, but only came out when I was drunk. My wife was shocked. The first week, she was so angry and wanted to understand what I meant, and nothing I said was good enough. I was drunk. I love her. I think she's the most beautiful woman. She thought being drunk made me say my true feelings. Then one morning she just said, "You know, I've never felt as ugly as I felt this past week. I've always thought that I'm beautiful." She didn't cry this time, but she hasn't been happy since. I started crying and apologizing, but she was like emotionless. That was the last time she looked at me too. She's quiet and distant, but only with me. She's lost 20 pounds and she works out 6 to 7 days a week. She never has free time for me. If she's not with the kids or her family and friends, she's immersed in some book or has her headphones on. She's always fully clothed now, even in bed. She locks the bathroom door when she takes a shower. She's more active on social media too. She shares many pictures of herself, and she thanks everyone who gives her a compliment. Before, she would only post pictures of our kids and pets, but now it's pictures of her, working out in sports bras and tights. I broke her, and I don't know how to fix it. Don't worry too much, because I'm pretty sure the next guy she's with will boost her confidence. I don't mean to rub it in too much, OP. It's just, I think it's over. I think that ship has sunk. Then down in the comments, people were asking how the damage control was worse, and OP explained. My friend, my wife, and my wife's friend and husband who were there were all silent, and I started saying, I didn't mean that my wife wasn't good looking, I just meant that I loved her for other things. Then, what's even worse, I said that sometimes you're very attracted to someone and everything is a whirlwind with them, but you have nothing in common and see no future. And I probably suggested that I used my brain and not my dick when I got into a relationship with my wife. I thought that was a logical way of thinking, but for her, I think she would have preferred that whirlwind and passion. All right, beneath that, Lady Booby Poop says, yeah, knowing what he said for damage control is necessary because that error could have been so easy to fix. Why didn't he just say, oh God, no, what I meant was my wife has more than good looks, which is why our marriage works. She's so much more than her pretty face. Man, Opie, your damage control was saying, look, my wife has a good brain. She's just not nearly as hot as my ex. Oh my God, you should have seen that woman. Her tits and ass, I think about it every day. Nothing like what my wife has. Jeez, dude. No wonder your wife is checked out of the relationship. Our next Reddit post is from Throwaway Attrition Era. I'm a 25-year-old woman. My sister is 24 and my boyfriend is 25. A few days ago, I found out that my sister has been sleeping with my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 3 years, and my sister has been sleeping with him for a year, probably more. They always had a close relationship, but I obviously took it as something innocent. I don't like video games, but my sister does, so they talked a lot by text, and I thought that it was about games they like, until I found out that no. They talked a lot about their secret dates while I was working, and in college, I found pictures, videos, and a lot of other disgusting things in the chats between my ex and my sister. My pathetic sister found pleasure in asking my pathetic ex all the time if she's smarter or prettier than me. She even compared our private parts. What the hell? The first thing I did was throw all of my ex-boyfriend's things out of the apartment. I insulted him 1,000 ways, and I kept the PC that I gave him for Christmas. I didn't speak a single word to my sister for over a week, and she didn't contact me like the coward she is until yesterday, when she sent me a message trying to justify herself by saying that it was a mistake. Yeah, a mistake that lasted more than a year. And that I should forgive her because we're sisters and blah, blah, blah. At one point I thought, should I be the mature person in this situation who doesn't let resentment speak for her? But then I realized that I've never been that kind of person. I took my phone and wrote a long message to my sister that I would love to post here, but I'm sure that it would break the rules since I called her out in every possible way. And I wrote a lot of personal things too. I told her how much of a failure she is, and how she's always envied me, and that's why she needs to pretend to be me for her sad life. She sent me a voice message crying, saying that she's in a very weak moment mentally, but she's still with him, LMAO. And I shouldn't make her feel worse and that she regrets it. I just reacted to her message with a crying while laughing emoji, and I didn't even bother listening to her voice message until the end. Was it a low thing to attack her with her flaws? Yeah, but it's lower to betray your sister and believe that she's gonna forgive you just because you share blood with her. Honestly, I feel really good after sending her that message, and I feel that it was therapeutic to take out everything I feel to give closure to that. By the way, I never used a PC for gaming, but I'm looking for tutorials on YouTube about how to download The Sims. I helped my sister in every moment of her life. I literally fought for her when she was being bullied during high school. I helped her thousands of times to make friends. I even accompanied her everywhere she wanted. It's a betrayal that really hurts, and I will never forgive her. Never. It hurts me that she slept with someone I loved. But it hurts me even more to read those chats, how she enjoyed watching him compare me to her, or how she asked him about personal things about our relationship just so she could laugh at it. She's dead to me, and my parents know it. Our next Reddit post is from OK Result. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 6. He and his late wife were together for 3 years, married for 1. They have a son who's now 13. I know that I don't come first in his eyes. And as a person who doesn't like a whole lot of attention, that worked out pretty well. He goes to her grave every day after work, and takes their son to her grave on the weekend for an hour to spend time with his mom.
I work from home as an online tutor working with kids on English and history, so through COVID, my stepson was home with me during school remotely. I've known him since he was 3, and we have a decent relationship. We bonded over shared hobbies like building Gundam models and the Percy Jackson books. Yesterday was his birthday, and I gifted him a special edition box set of the second series in the Riordanverse, The Heroes of Olympus. When he opened my gift, he all but screamed and hugged me as he was thanking me and calling me mom. I didn't say anything, but I did smile. I've raised him for almost 7 years, so sometimes I feel like his mother, even though I know that our bond isn't biological. My husband became furious. And once my stepson went up to his room to read his new books, my husband began to yell at me. Quotes including, "You're not his mom. How could you ever be his mom? How dare you let him call you mom? And you don't have any children. He's mine, not your son." To defend myself, I openly replied that I was glad my stepson saw me as a maternal figure. My husband blew up and told me, "If my wife came back from the dead, I would divorce you in an instant for her. Don't act so high and mighty because you help my son with homework sometimes or build stupid plastic figurines. No matter how many bid stories you read to him, you are not and you will never be his mother." It hurt my feelings. My husband and I are sleeping in separate rooms and I feel awful. I just don't know how to respond. I love my stepson, I love my husband, but right now I feel utterly devalued and replaceable. I just need to get my feelings somewhere I know that he won't find. Thank you for reading. Yo, OP, what'd you do in this story? You gave your stepson a sweet gift and he called you mom, and you're getting yelled at for that? What did you do? Be a caring, nice, maternal figure, and that makes you a bad guy? Like, this dude is so obsessed with the idea of his dead wife that he's not even willing to let his son form a bond with another woman in his life. Yo, this dude is toxic. He's seriously messed up. He's actively sabotaging his wife and his son. Also, down in the comments, I'm going to read this exchange between OP and Woof Meow Hiss Moo. A Redditor says, "Your son will need you when he realizes what a terrible person his dad is. No matter what, keep the lines of communication open to your son because he'll need you down the road." Then OP replies, "People have been calling my stepson my son throughout the comments, and y'all are making me cry. Like, oh my god, I want to be his mom. I know that I'm not, but I really wish that I was." Man, what makes this so sad is that most step-parents would fantasize, would dream about having a partner like this. Someone who actively wants to step in and be a parent to their stepchild. That's awesome because it means you can rebuild a family. And this man has that, and he's just dumping all over it, completely disrespecting OP. This is super sad. Our next Reddit post is from Wrong Essay. "Me and my husband are 39. My husband's mistress is 29. Me and my husband have been together for 14 years, living together for 3. He came and told me that he was in love about 3 weeks ago. I was surprised at how little I cared about that information. I did love him, but maybe my love has always been conditional and its survival depends on it being reciprocated because it literally vanished the second that he confessed to me that he was in love with another woman. He didn't want a separation, but to maybe open the relationship or let his feelings for her subside. I said that it was over. I felt as if I never had feelings for him ever. He was taken aback by my indifference, which I thought, the audacity. Did he want me to be hurt and suffer? I told him he should be relieved that he didn't cause pain. Instead, he's been sulking since. Last Friday, I got home and his mistress was there, sitting in my kitchen, sipping my tea. I felt nauseous because, seriously, I told them this wasn't civil at all and to never be in my home again or I'd call the cops. I went to my room and I heard her yelling at him for not standing up for her. Then I heard her say something very curious. Why haven't you kicked her out yet? He was trying to tell her to lower her voice, whispering, later, we can discuss this later. The mistress left and my husband came to me apologizing. He said, we didn't passionately hug here if that's what you're scared of. She just dropped by because I was working from home today. I told him that he had until the end of March to move out and to find some place to be during the weekends. This morning, I changed all the locks. From now on, he is not allowed inside of my house. but his mistress's words stuck with me. So during the weekend, I've been stalking her social media. I think she thinks that he's rich, or at least that he owns my apartment. I think she also thinks that my parents' summer house and boat belong to him. Unfortunately, this loser has taken her there, probably bragging about his wealth because her hashtags were all about the good life. I was telling my best friend about all this, and she was more agitated than indignant on my behalf. She told me that he was scum not telling his mistress the truth. I agreed. I know, right? But then she said that I was no better not explaining to her his situation either. I was dumbfounded, but she was serious. I told my friend that it's not my job to bring the mistress back to Earth. My best friend got very angry and demanded that I gave her the mistress's username so that she could warn her. No, I said. She called me a bigger douche than he is? What? I don't know what's going on with these people. Have they gone mad or have I? When did our moral compass go askew like this? Can someone please tell me that I'm not insane? Okay, Opie, I have a guess as to what's going on here with your friend. This is a weak guess, but it would explain what's going on. My guess is that previously in her life, your friend was in the mistress's shoes. She thought some guy that she was seeing was rich. Turned out he wasn't, and now she's still bitter about that. So when she heard the story about the mistress, she automatically sympathized with the mistress, and she wants to defend the mistress because that's kind of like standing up for herself retroactively. That's the only thing that could make sense because I don't know what she's talking about. How is it your responsibility to protect the woman who stole your husband? She deserves to get scammed. OP, man, just walk away from all of them. Dump the husband, dump the mistress, dump the friend, and do not look back. I don't know why you're still seeing any of these people. I bet the reason why the husband wanted to open the relationship instead of just getting a divorce so he could be free is because he still wanted access to OP's parents' lake house and boat. The story. Oh man, these people. Also, I really love this comment from Leslie J. If they're so in love, then she can screw them for free. Our next Reddit post is from Senior P. I was spending a week with my brother and his family for his wife's birthday, but I noticed something disturbing. One night, me and my sister-in-law were watching a movie in the living room. My sister-in-law asked if I could get my brother to watch the movie with us, so I went upstairs. I didn't see my brother in his bedroom, but I heard giggling in his daughter's bedroom, so I went to see if he was in there with her. Yo, damn. I can't read this. Okay, OP walked in on her brother doing something to the brother's daughter that I can't even say on YouTube. When he saw me, he jumped as if I wasn't supposed to see what was going on. I was in shock. I told my sister-in-law what happened. I told her I felt sick and that I had to leave. So I called the police. They came to my house and told me they'd go to my brother's house. I felt disgusted, so I blasted him on social media so the whole family could know what kind of sick monster he is. Now, my family and sister-in-law are shunning me for posting what he did on social media for our family to see. My family is saying that I shouldn't have posted it because we need to keep that stuff private. But I feel like he more than deserves to be exposed for what he did. And now they're siding with my brother and sister-in-law, saying that I'm overreacting about my brother simply cleaning his daughter. And I know for a fact that is not what I saw. Everyone is saying that I just want to break up my brother and sister-in-law, which is absurd. Yo, OP, calling the cops was 100% the right call. Posting about it on social media was 100% not the right call. What about the little girl in this scenario? You just outed her for the entire world? That was r/trueoffmychest. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.